you guys being so effective in boxing out Preds players and kind of limiting those second, third chances?
Well, I think we just really committed to playing, hard and physical in front of the net. And Nashville definitely goes to the net. They're a team that gets a lot of shots to the net and always has traffic there. And that's a place we want to really do a good job of, tying up sticks probably first and foremost and trying to let Helly see the puck. But I think we just had a good commitment from our center or our low forward, whoever it was, and our defensemen of trying to get into those battles, and they are hard and tiring and things like that. But I thought we committed to it pretty well.
What is the focus for you guys going into game two? And what Preds want to add to what they tried to do yesterday?
Well, I think I think we have a better game to play. I thought anytime you can get a win, that's huge, and I thought we got better throughout the game. Thought the first period we were standing around a little bit and not skating maybe like we are when we're most effective, and we got to a little bit more in the second period. But for us, we just want to keep getting better every game in this series. Work a little bit on executing on our breakouts and getting the puck out of our end as fast as possible, and trying to get more shots as well. I think looking at the video when we had shots to the net, shots starters we call it, we started to get some more zone time off plays like that. So I think those will be the main focus going into the next game.
Was there as many scrums in front as you thought there would be, or fewer?
Well, I mean, obviously, everyone's competing hard this time of year, and it goes to another level. But both teams are pretty lethal on the power play. Both teams are, playing hard from whistle to whistle. There wasn't that many scrums. I mean, everyone's fighting for their ice out there and to get to the front of the net. But, there's, I guess, bigger things to do than get into those scrums. And I think both teams understand that. So, both teams play hard, but yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of, I guess, extracurricular stuff going on.
Josh, I talked to some fans last night after the game that paid $500 US a ticket to come to this game, traveled all this way. I know there weren't a ton there, but what does it mean to you guys to see those white, those jerseys in the stands and get a little bit of support that way on the road?
It's huge. I mean, we travel so well. Everywhere you go on the road, you hear the true north, and it's pretty loud in most arenas during the anthem. And just looking in Winnipeg, I mean, driving to the rink or being around in the city everywhere, it's at a whole nother level than it's ever been before for fans. And it's definitely, it's an exciting ride for us as players and an exciting time for us, but also for the fans, and having them a part of it really, makes it that much more special.
Pretty obvious there's some real dedication there from some of them, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The Jets fans, many of them were big time fans, Jets 1.0, and lost the team, and then obviously since the team's come back, it's been huge, and the fan support's always been there for us, and like I said, everywhere you go, people either traveling or living in other cities cheering for us. So it makes it a lot of fun, and it's pretty cool to hear that, like I said, true north in the anthem. The fans yell it, and you always know that you have that support.
Do you run into people in weird places? Like if you're walking in the street in LA, run into Jets fans, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I think Jets fans are pretty proud, so usually you can tell people wearing the hats or t-shirts or sweaters or jerseys or things like that. So you run into people in those scenarios, and it is pretty cool. I mean, to see that people, maybe have a vacation planned around coming to watch us play and come support us, and obviously people have a lot of things they could be doing and a lot of places or things that they could travel to come watch us play and be a part of this is pretty cool and pretty special.
Well, that was made coming into the series about the high-powered offenses, but you have two Vezina-nominated goaltenders. How important is getting that first goal against a guy like Pekka, especially on the road?
Well, I mean, he's an elite goaltender. Obviously, I think both goaltenders in this series are, and it's hard to score on those guys unless you have traffic, second, third opportunities, and plays around the front of the net. So, our first goal, Tanev's goal, and Stastny's goal as well. I mean, plays around the front of the net, getting into the tough areas, and scoring on basically a rebound type play around the front of the net, and that's the way that you have to make it hard on these top goals. goalies to play, and it's going to be a long series, so that's something we have to focus on all the time.